Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Republicans in the Senate are getting to work on their version of a health care bill after the House passed the American Health Care Act last week. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has put together a working group on the issue. 13 senators, many of the most conservative members, and no women. NPR's congressional correspondent Susan Davis joins us now. Hi, Susan.
Hey, Jeremy.
And what's going on with this working group? Is McConnell playing a shrewd political game here by including these conservative members but excluding more moderate Republicans like Susan Collins or Lisa Murkowski? Or could this backfire, considering the Republicans can afford to lose far fewer votes in the Senate than they can in the House?
Well, you know, that's one of the many questions we're going to have. The working group met for the first time today. We were told the first topic up on the agenda was Medicaid and what to do with that program. You know, the Senate Majority Leader has sort of maybe has made the calculation that conservatives need to be on board if this can get through the Senate. Remember, there's only 52 Republicans in that chamber, so he can only lose two votes and still get this through the chamber because it's not subjected to a Democratic filibuster. I talked to one of the women in the Senate yesterday, Maine Senator Susan Collins, and asked her, you know, do you have a problem with not being included in this group? And this is what she had to say.
The leaders have the right to choose whomever they wish. It doesn't mean that I'm not going to work on health care. I've worked on health care for many years. I spent 5 years in state government overseeing the Bureau of Insurance many years ago, and I think I can bring some experience to the debate that will be helpful.
As you can hear there, she obviously Susan Collins is not just going to sit back. She plans to have a very important role in this. And that was something we heard from a lot of other female senators. Hey, we're not in the working group, but we're going to make our positions heard.
Well, what do we know about what the senators are crafting and how different it will be from the House bill?
The Senate has kind of taken the attitude when the House passed their bill to say, okay, thanks, and sort of pushed it off to the side and said, we're going to do our own thing. You know, the core fundamentals of the bill, Republicans largely agree on. They want to repeal the individual mandate that tells people they have to buy insurance, and they want to scrap most of the taxes that were implemented under the Affordable Care Act. Two things in the House bill that we've heard repeatedly the Senate wants to take a really close look at. One is what the House bill did to pre-existing condition protections and sort of allowing a pathway for states to opt out of these conditions and what they have to cover for essential health benefits. The second thing we've heard them say they want to take a really close look at is what the House bill does on Medicaid. The House bill would essentially take the Medicaid program from a federal guarantee and make it into either a block grant program or a per capita program, which means essentially that states would just get a set amount of money and would have to make more of the costs on their own. There's a lot of concerns there that reducing Medicaid spending could leave people out in the cold. And there's a lot of senators who want to take a very fine-tooth comb through that.
Well, when you say a fine-tooth comb or take a close look, do you mean that they're likely to take it out?
I don't know. I mean, I can't presume to guess what the Senate's going to do, but we do know that there's a lot of Senate discomfort over the idea that their states, remember, senators think about more broadly about their whole state than a lot of House members do, about, you know, does that leave their governors in a jam? So, and we've heard from very prominent Republican governors like Ohio's John Kasich and Arkansas Governor Hutchinson that they have concerns about this and that they don't want to see less federal money that would squeeze their states.
What's the timeline on the Senate effort?
You know, they have to pass a bill by the end of September. The process by which they're doing this bill turns into a pumpkin then at the end of the fiscal year. They're hoping the broad brush I've heard is a month or two. They've made very clear they don't feel that they're going to rush on this. And so it's probably going to be weeks, if not months, before we actually see a Senate bill.
Now, the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office has said that 24 million fewer Americans will be covered under the House Republican plan than are currently covered. This is something that a lot of Republicans have been very hesitant to try to defend. They don't want to defend that people are going to be losing their health care. But conservative commentator Charles Krauthammer took it a step further and thinks that basically Republicans are being pushed into a corner where they have to accept that the idea of everybody being covered is a good idea. He says we'll have a single payer system in 7 years in this country. Here he is on Fox News last Thursday.
Republicans are not arguing the free market. They have sort of accepted the fact that the electorate sees healthcare as not just any commodity. It's not like purchasing a steak or a car. It's something that people now have a sense the government ought to guarantee.
That's a right.
Just a few seconds left here, Susan, but what are your thoughts on that?
I do not believe that Republicans in Congress believe that single payer is the way to go, and that's certainly not the way they're moving. There's an argument that if they are incapable of passing this legislation, that eventually moving more towards a single payer system would be more likely because right. they were unable to pass the conservative alternative.
That's NPR congressional correspondent Susan Davis. Thank you.
Thank you.